Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival is underway, which includes two Shakespeare classics, Richard II and The Taming of the Shrew, alongside David Farr's adaptation of The Heart of Robin Hood and the world premiere of Seth Buckley's Rip Van Winkle or Cut the Old Moon into Stars, the first ever main stage commission by Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival, featuring 40-plus members of the Hudson Valley community alongside a cast of four professional actors. The season will also feature the contemporary company in an original clown piece, The Sea Maid's Music, devised and directed by Zachary Fine. The Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival artistic director Davis McCallum joins us this morning to tell us about their very busy season, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to the program this morning. Hello, Davis.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Well, very nice to have you here. A great pleasure to have you and to talk about what you're doing with Hudson Valley Shakespeare, because it's always exciting and you're always doing a lot, and it is a lot in a very short period of time, isn't it?
That's true. And also, our theater is unique, relatively unique in the fact that all these plays you mentioned are in rotating rep. So we play 7 nights a week, and right now 3 of those 5 plays are up and running. And so depending on which night you're here, you'll see the same actors either in Richard II or The Heart of Robin Hood or The Taming of the Shrew. So it's exciting for us to see these plays in one space and kind of in conversation with each other.
So how has that worked over the years? Do you find that people will pick which one they want to come to and see that? Or do you find a rotation of, oh, we want to follow you throughout the season, we'll be back and we'll see you on Thursday night?
Well, it depends. I think some of our audience members like to come on a Saturday night and have a picnic and join with a big group of friends, and then they'll see whatever play happens to be on that night. So if it's Richard II, they're in for, you know, one of Shakespeare's poetic masterpieces, and if it's Heart of Robin Hood, they're in for a kind of summertime romp with sword fights and songs and puppetry. Others, I think, are more hardcore fans, and they take a special delight in seeing a particular actor, say, Kurt Rhodes, who plays the Duke of York in Richard II,
right. And
then also plays Baptista in The Taming of the Shrew. Or there's a really terrific actor named Mark Bedard, who is one of our leading clowns, and he plays 3 hilarious parts in a kind of feat of chameleonic shape-shifting in The Taming of the Shrew, and then he plays a kind of strongman antagonist Bolingbroke in Richard II. So you can hardly believe it's the same actor. He's in such a different mode night to night.
Kudos for using the word chameleonic, by the way.
Thank you. How many syllables is that? I'm counting on my hand.
Very nice. I think you get bonus points for that. That's very good. I should have mentioned this in the introduction. I didn't, and it is my slight, and certainly not meant to be, but this is all of this happens at Boscobel House and Gardens in Garrison, New York, so you couldn't have a more beautiful setting.
No, we really couldn't. I mean, it's an extraordinary spot. It's only an hour and 15 minutes by train from Grand Central Station. And yet, in another sense, it really feels like it's a world away.
Yep.
There's this bluff overlooking this incredible turn in the river. On the other side of the river is the United States Military Academy at West Point. And, you know, the Hudson Highlands is just so rich in culture and in history. And this particular piece of ground, this location is at the heart of it all. So we feel very lucky to be able to invite our 36,000 patrons there every summer. And for many people, it's become a kind of annual tradition. I spoke to one audience member recently who come every year on their anniversary and have been for 23 years. And our theater is 32 years old.
One of the fascinating things about this season and what you're doing, and I mentioned this in the introduction, is it's your first commission. You have a world premiere commission, and Rip Van Winkle or Cut the Old Moon into Stars. So there are a lot of aspects to this that make this interesting, one of them being the community, the partnership with the community.
Mm-hmm.
But how did this all come about?
Well, I mean, Shakespeare is right there in our middle name, and so we're really dedicated to Shakespeare as the kind of cornerstone of our programming. But last year, for the first time, we did 2 world premieres. One was a play about Shakespeare called The Book of Will, and the other was a very contemporary adaptation of Pride and Prejudice. And it was just very invigorating for our company to do Shakespeare alongside new works. And so we've started a multi-year program where we're we've dedicated ourselves to doing stories that are about the Hudson Valley and trying to mine some of that rich history that I was speaking about earlier. And I commissioned this play from the Minneapolis playwright Seth Boakley, and he's been developing it over almost 2 years. You know, Washington Irving obviously made a home near the end of his life at Sunnyside, a little bit south of us. And the story of Rip Van Winkle is set in the Catskills, a little bit north of us and on the other side of the river. And, you know, I think people think of Rip Van Winkle as a kind of, you know, almost like a children's story, a bedtime story. But Irving was a much more complicated and complex writer than that. He's really the first great American man of letters. And the story is kind of about this ne'er-do-well guy who falls asleep after, you know, kind of sloughing off his responsibilities and wakes up in a changed world. You know, he goes to sleep in King George's colonies and he wakes up in George Washington's America. He's kind of missed the whole event. So, you know, it's about the strangeness of time and about the, you know, the kind of complex emotional experience of returning home. And I think these are universal experiences that a lot of people can connect to. You know, as you mentioned, we're producing it in a very unique way in that we're doing this Hudson Valley story in a way to involve as many of our friends and neighbors and community members in the Hudson Valley as we can. So in addition to the 42, I think, citizen actors who are going to be populating the stage, you know, we have a choreographer from Peekskill. We have a whole bunch of community members who are comprising what we're calling our design army, who are working in Newburgh to craft the puppets and the props and the costumes. And, you know, in all, it's going to involve hundreds of people in this large scale act of, you know, public art making. We're enormously excited about it. And it's only going to play for 4 performances over Labor Day weekend, and all the tickets are going to be free. So we think it's going to be a big kind of community event that's going to touch a lot of people.
In the time we have left, let's talk about the 2 major productions of Shakespeare. As you mentioned, it is in your name. So you're doing Taming of the Shrew and Richard II. You're directing Richard II because you don't have enough to do.
I mean, I am directing Richard II, and I have to say, you know, it's become really one of my favorite Shakespeare plays. It's a hard one. You know, it's all in verse. You know, there's not a kind of, you know, normally in a Shakespeare plays, there's some kind of high-minded, serious poetry, and then the clowns come on from stage left and kind of wipe the slate clean. But in Richard, it has a kind of singular focus on the story of this king and his fall and the rise of his cousin to the kingship. But the more I worked on it, the more I realized it's really about the experience of being alive and the universal experience of loss. And I think we're producing in a way that's really energizing and relevant and accessible. You know, I think it's some of the best work that we've done under the tent. I'm enormously proud of it. And The Taming of the Shrew, which is directed by my friend and colleague Shauna Cooper, has 8 superb clowns in it. And, you know, I see a lot of Shakespeare, not just at my own theater, but around the country. And these 8 people are just playing from such a singular script. And I mean that not literally, almost metaphorically. They share a rhythm and a kind of approach. It's almost like, you know, when you watch a really great string quartet, everyone seems like they're really breathing together. And these 8 have just become, you know, the most remarkable ensemble. It's funny and physical and irreverent and joyful. And it just got a huge rave in the New York Times on Friday. So if you want to catch it, get your tickets now.
That's terrific. Taming of the Shrew. Let's talk about The Heart of Robin Hood by David Farr. How did this come to be?
Well, it was originally commissioned by the Royal Shakespeare Company in England, and that production was very successful and came to American Repertory Theater in Boston, and then toured to Canada. And I think there was a moment where it seemed like it was going to come to Broadway, and then that never, in fact, happened. So they released the rights to theaters around the country to do it, and we were one of the first theaters to jump on it. It's brilliantly written, and it kind of turns the story that you remember of Robin Hood on its head. Robin Hood is not in this story a kind of noble outlaw, but really just kind of a thug. And he and his merry men are really a kind of brutal gang that are only looking out for themselves. And it's Maid Marian, who traditionally is kind of a damsel in distress, who's the protagonist of the play. And she kind of sets up a competing shop of outlaws and steals a little bit of Robin Hood's thunder. And the story is kind of about how she teaches him and leads him to his own best self. It reminds me a little bit of Shakespeare's As You Like It, and that's definitely on David Farr's mind. She dresses as a guy and pretends to be Martin of Sherwood and kind of gives Robin Hood better than he does. It's got huge fight scenes, you know, 16-person broadsword battles, some really great original music by Andrew Butler. I mentioned the puppetry, and it's swift. It's designed to be for audiences of all ages, and my two sons, who are 7 and 10, think it's just the greatest thing that they've ever seen.
Oh, that's really cool. That's great. We have 30 seconds, and I don't want to slight it, but tell me about Sea Maid's music.
Well, I was just meeting with my friend Zach Fine, who is the director and conceiver and kind of co-creator. He's doing it with the Conservatory Company, which are our young actors who are just leaving their training and kind of embarking on a life in the professional theater. And he really makes it with them and shares the creation of the piece with them. We're going to be doing it in 2 free matinees for kids and touring it around to different venues. It's really about the need to tune into the music of your own soul, which I think is germane to these young actors as they're starting their life as artists in the professional theater.
And let's face it, we all could do some of that.
We could all use some of that. You know, that's a very Shakespearean idea, too.
Absolutely. The Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival is underway. Find out more at hvshakespeare.org. You can see the link on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. But it's hvshakespeare.org. Davis McCallum is the artistic director of the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival and a darn nice man as well. And we're thrilled that you were here. Thank you very much for sharing, and have a glorious end of the season.
Delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.